Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotive sports. Live from Las Vegas. Want to welcome everybody to the show. Thank you for joining us. Am I coming through on your end?
Yep.
My headphones are kind of wacky. There I go. I'm hearing myself now. Okay. Sorry about that. It's the heat. I got a heat stroke.
he was worried because he didn't have the two voices in his head.
I only heard one. What the hell's going on?
He didn't have the devil on the right side talking to him.
Wait, I hear
he
the
just he just heard had morals.
I hear the devil now. That's the voice of J.J. Nunn, no other than
the one and only.
The one and only.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
You like me? Still in a work shirt, you know?
Yeah, I got to go back, man.
Yeah, I may have to, too. So.
I got a chiller running 45 minutes and shutting off.
Oh, no way.
And 42 resonance, depending on that thing running.
That's not good.
So
I didn't know you had a chiller out there.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, required. Required for a memory care unit. You got a chiller and a generator.
Nice. I knew a backup generator,
well,
right?
Well, no, not a chiller, but a backup generator,
right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. An old York.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. How was your weekend? Happy Father's Day.
Thanks,
Gary. Grandfather's Day, I should say.
Are you grandfather? Wait a minute.
Didn't he have his grandkids? Aren't your grandkids still here?
My wife's grandkids are here, yeah.
So happy Grandfather's Day to you. Of course, the voice of the man that's always on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Man.
I know Jay's not doing too well after the way he's talking.
Hey, your kid just got married. You may be grandfather sooner than you know.
Hey. No. She's 25. She's sitting around 30.
That's what she says. Yeah. You know, hey, looks like life takes over and you just don't know what's going to happen.
Thank God I have one that's going to be 27 here in the next 2 weeks. Thank God she's got no kids.
Yeah.
And then I have a 21-year-old that's going to be 45. So.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I see.
Well, have no kids that you know of right now.
Right.
That's all there is to it. Yeah. Had a great Father's Day. Great weekend.
Cool. Get to relax a little bit.
Yeah, I spent 2 days quality time with my wife.
That's good. Yeah. What racetrack did you go to?
I didn't go to one.
Oh, so it wasn't as quality. You said quality.
Yeah, you said quality.
We stayed home this weekend.
Nice.
And I stayed upstairs and she stayed downstairs.
You did bother her. She didn't bother you.
And you know what I found out? I found a pizza delivery service that will deliver upstairs.
through the window or like by drone?
That is Bonnie.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to go downstairs to eat.
Oh, man. I don't think she's going to be happy you calling her a pizza delivery person.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, I just yelled down and said, let him in. He brought it upstairs.
Yes, you can.
He brought it upstairs.
Oh, man. Would you like tell them you're a senior and you need it delivered bedside or what?
No, I didn't tell them that. I need you to come upstairs. I don't want to miss any part of the race.
So he's a race fan. He knew.
Yeah. Did he stand there and watch the race with you?
For a few minutes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He did. You know, I took my headphones off. So, you know, she goes, you can hear the doorbell ring and say deliver it upstairs, but you can't hear me during the race. I said, I'm sorry. Did you say something? I have my headphones on.
That's funny. So you watched, was it the Michigan race? Is that,
yeah, the Michigan race.
I missed it. I didn't see. How was that?
Great. Chevy won.
Again. Usually it's a kind of a so-so race in Michigan, not a whole lot going on.
Not when they run in 3, 4, 5 wide.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Kyle Lawson tagged another one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. Yep.
Kids doing something this year. He may even get a championship.
Ganassi,
watch out.
Ganassi has got it going. You know, they got Jamie McMurray. McMurray got another top 10 finish.
Wow.
Kyle Busch had a hell of a car running out front, and then it all went, you know, another yellow flag at the wrong damn time.
Didn't him and Brad get into it again or something? I didn't.
Yeah, they traded paint again. There's no love lost with Brad Keselowski and Kyle. But surprisingly, you know, the news is after he won the championship and he missed a number of races last season and come back, you know, like a fireball and start knocking on, he hasn't won a race yet this year.
Wow. It's usually all or nothing for Kyle.
You know, that's what it is. And he's been running up front and he's there during the race. And, you know, number of times they say it, Michigan, you can run up front, but if you're not there at the end, it's not going to happen. So
I think that's any race you go to.
It was a good race, you know. Unfortunately, Danica Patrick got collected again.
Oh, man. She had an accident?
No, not her fault, man.
You know,
she was the wrong place, wrong time.
I always give her a hard time, but
I know you don't like this girl at all.
No, I don't mind her. The thing is, like, she's always in an act, and again, it's not always her fault. She just happens to be in that group where shit's gonna happen. Unfortunately,
what's the saying she come up with? And she smacked the wall, and it went boom, went the dynamite. So she just inadvertently got taken out. She was down on the inside, thought she had everybody clear, dove down there, and next thing she knows, she was sent into the infield wall. You know, innocent bystander.
You know what? In the last two she was in, she had some pretty hard hits. I don't know if you saw the last two races. But
I'm surprised Jimmy Johnson was back out there after that hit that he had in Pocono. Wow. It tore that crap up. But it was a good race. I enjoyed it.
I give Danica a lot of crap, but she's got more balls than I do to race with some of these guys out there. So
I'll tell you, man. Yeah, you know, I love it just for the sound bites. It's all I like going on YouTube.
Yeah, that's cool, right?
Listening to her sound bites, man. You know, she's real sweet selling that sponsorship. Real nice talking to Jamie Little and Mike Joy and all that. Michael Waltrip. Boy, she a longshoreman when she gets in the car, man, and starts talking stuff. I'm telling you.
Don't piss her off.
No, man. It was, I don't know, 3 years ago, she went after Denny Hamlin and just poked him in the chest, said, I thought you were my friend. You know, what do you do when this 5'6" little girl come pointing at your chest? What do you do?
Well, because
cameras all over the place.
At that point, you don't know if she can really kick your ass or not. You're thinking, I don't want to look bad on national TV, and I don't want to look bad kicking her ass either. Either way, you lose.
Yeah. I know she into yoga. God forbid she take karate. She'll bring some of them boys down to their knees. That's for sure.
Damn.
Junior went out early. He had a tough run. They came back and just car wasn't working for him.
You know, I don't think overdoing himself this year. If he has a good run, he's going to have a good run.
No. That new commercial of his out there? Oh, you haven't seen the commercial of his out there? Oh, yeah, they got him. I'm going to be doing some fishing. I'm going to do some skiing. I'll do some boating.
Right.
And his wife's sitting there. You're going to go pick up mayo.
You're going to run to the store.
I have to go get mayo.
That's funny.
I haven't seen
that. I'll have to look out.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Gary said, Gary.
That's serious, dude. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, goes another.
Sheesh.
There goes another.
And he's announced his retirement.
Yeah, he's done this year. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, man, millionaire. At last year, concussions.
Yeah.
You know, really. That's it. Hey, you know, when a series of things goes wrong, there's, you know, sometimes fate.
One of them football cheerleaders.
That's Austin Dillon.
Oh, no, so is his.
He's a cheerleader, too?
Yeah.
No, really?
No.
Yeah. Austin Dillon is, I don't know, Tennessee
I believe
Titans
she is, yeah. Yeah, I believe she's a cheerleader.
She can line up like the Monster Girls, as far as I'm concerned. Austin in over his head.
Yeah, on the track and off the track.
Hey, you got to win, man.
Yeah.
Strategy win for Richard Childress. That was at Pocono.
You're right,
so,
right.
You know, it's – but, you know, with Dale Jr., it's what else – you know, he's got all the money. He's got you know.
And the name itself is going to sell itself for years.
You know, he's got Mountain Dew and Nationwide and God knows how many millions he made off them commercials and, you know.
So who do you think is going to step in his shoes? There's speculation.
I don't know. I have no idea. There's a lot of young guns out there this year. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of names that are coming up. Eric Jones, he's one of them. He's running with whatchamacallit?
The Furniture Row.
Furniture Row.
Right, yep.
The guy who I like, what's his name? Martin Truex.
Truex.
Okay, and he's running real well. You know, you got Ty Dillon. Kyle Larson is coming into his own. Ryan Blaney won one.
Yeah.
He's in the chase now. Stenhouse won one. You know, you got a lot of young guys out there that are really fighting and running up front, you know. Like Larson, he's got two races this year under his belt. Ganassi in 42, you know. He took over for Juan Pablo Montoya. But it's a whole new crew. It's a whole new young guns racing out there.
Yeah, it's working for him,
you
too.
Know. So,
well, look at teams like with that Truex, like you said, Eric Jones, what they're working with shows a lot of talent because they don't have the same equipment that some of these other guys do, and they still
they don't
can make it work.
You know, it's a two car team. You know, look
at
what
barely
Martin,
a two car team,
I mean,
one car team up until this year. So.
Martin Truex made the chase twice in 2 years with one car team,
right?
You know, out of Colorado. So you know, it's something. I mean, he has his base in Mooresville also, but that team comes out of Colorado. So you know. There's a lot of young guns coming up.
Right. Now it's interesting season, so we'll see what happens. I obviously haven't been following it. I don't watch it every weekend, but when I can, I try. But far and few.
So now, JJ, how was the pizza?
That wasn't that bad.
What'd you get? Was it Domino's? Was it Pizza Hut? Okay, was it a local?
I don't want to get the
Was it good New York pizza? New York style pizza?
I don't want to get the kid in trouble.
Okay.
Extra cheese, pepperoni. And,
all right.
I'm not going to get the kid
so
in
was
trouble.
So it was good. It was good.
You know, that's it. So, yeah, it was very good. You know, they bring you soda, too. So that's it. 117 today record.
Did it hit that?
I wasn't sure
if it hit the record or not. I know it's gonna be
tomorrow, 114 next day.
Okay, it's gonna be mild tomorrow. Thank God. That was a joke. 115.
There's a cold front coming in this weekend. It's getting down to 110.
110, yep. This by the end of the week. Yeah.
But the last time we were up at this temperature was in 2013. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I remember it was
14, 15.
Two or three years ago, it was funny. Me and the old lady went to Sedona early in June because we wanted to catch getting down there before it started getting too hot. And I want to say we wasn't expecting it to get record high, but it was like the first or second day we got there and it hit. It was like above normal earlier than expected and all this kind of stuff and needless to say had to cut my trip short. The old lady wasn't happy.
No, I get out of Vegas to get from the heat. Get away from the heat.
Well, this year she didn't take me with her. She's up north right now. She took a week to go up north to like the redwoods and all that with a friend of hers. So she's in some nice country.
Oh, you're on vacation.
I'm working. She's on vacation.
No, you're on vacation.
I guess you could put it that way. If I could sit back at home and relax, watch TV or something, then I'd be on vacation. But anyways, work, this is your
season, man.
I know.
This is your season.
Yep.
AC.
Yep. It's that time of year. So.
Yep.
Oh, well. Somebody's got to do it. Right?
Yeah. I was laying on blacktop today working.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, screw that.
Yeah. I know all about it.
Man,
I think I lost 30 pounds of sweating just today, man.
Yeah, again, that brings up a good point. You know, even when you don't think you're, when you think you're hydrated enough, you're probably not. Keep drinking. You know, make sure you get plenty of water.
Yeah, well, you guys are going to take this the wrong way, but for those who understand, if your mouth starts getting sticky, go get some water.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. That's all. Keep yourself hydrated. I think this is about my 6th, 7th bottle of water. Brought a case in last week. That's it. I keep my cooler in my truck.
Right.
Yep.
So,
Anyways.
What's going on? No racing right now.
EDC
is
over. Right.
I'm sure nobody died, I don't think.
Yes.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, man. Another one?
There was a gentleman by the name of Michael Morrissey died.
Well, not the same Morrissey. That's a racer Morrissey.
I haven't figured it out yet, but they put it on Facebook.
I doubt it.
Yeah. So. 34 years old.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If anything, it's a strange coincidence.
I'd still like to go to that one.
Just from a helicopter.
And I would
take your ecstasy before you go.
My crack.
Yeah.
Get out my crack cocaine.
And get ready to see a lot of TNA.
And then to roll down Boulder Highway, get my fix of meth at the crack castle down here at Sportsman.
And if not, just leave your open drink out long enough so they can spike your drink, you know. You'll get something.
No, it's just something that once, you know, I like to check it out.
Look at the magnitude.
I don't know of anybody playing. I don't know these DJs or I mean it,
you don't need I mean, to just listen
you know
you don't
but,
even yeah
I like to experience it once you know
can you I mean you've probably seen it on TV that the magnitude of the stages and the prop shows that they have it's amazing what they do
like I said I couldn't get in there this year but last year I went in and they got frigging cranes and five frigging stages being built.
Yeah.
These things are 4 or 5 stories tall.
Right.
Okay. And they're all around the infield of the track, just, you know, backstretch and turn 3 and 4, you know, and they're frigging huge. Absolutely huge. They're all over the place. We had seen them last year and I was, I couldn't get my residence then just to see how massive this is, you know, and they run like 30 some odd bands and singers and DJs and on all multiple stages. It's just something. It's like you go to Disney World once, you go to Disneyland once, you know, that's I just like to check it out. That's all.
And that's some promoting there because they don't do just Vegas. I mean, they do it.
They're
all over the world. So
they're everywhere.
Pack it the same wherever they go.
They said there was 135,000 per night there.
Per night. You know.
They're pulling more than NASCAR.
Yeah, I heard they were going to get upwards towards 400,000 over the weekend.
I believe it. They're pulling more than 120,000 than they did in NASCAR. You know, several years ago, over the weekend.
Maybe we need an EDC night at the track. Everybody take ecstasy and go racing.
They don't test for that. They test for marijuana.
Right.
Yeah, July 1, it's leisure legal.
Yeah. Oh,
you got to test for marijuana. We don't have a test whether you're on meth or not. That's it. Here, blow in this. Yeah, you're drunk. Get out.
Can we
have a blood sample?
Right. Half the guys out there racing the bombers right now are probably on something. All right. I didn't say that. That was a joke.
I'll say something bad to you. I know you won the race last night, but can I come to your house to get a blood sample?
Yeah, you had to say it, though.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all.
Hey.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had actually mentioned some tracks going towards possibly
Colorado and Oregon. They're testing.
Is that
I mean,
crazy?
If they're the NASCAR tracks, mm-hmm. they're testing. Okay, that's it. It is what it is.
Well, and look at
you
like,
know, it may be legally state, but it's not legal under NASCAR rules.
Right. Well,
you
and
know,
look at Vegas.
Any mind altering drugs is not allowed mm-hmm. in NASCAR. You can have your license stripped and or banned and or fined if caught under the influence. You know, that's all there is to it. NASCAR takes a hard line. Don't care what state you're in.
Right.
You hold a NASCAR. You're running out of NASCAR sanctioned track. Okay. You can be penalized.
All right.
Cut and dry. That's it. Bottom line. Try and find the gray area in that.
You're right.
You know, like ecstasy.
Yeah. Realistically, any rules at the bottom line, it's the track is right. Everybody else is wrong. Period.
That's like,
no matter what,
it's like
the fine print.
It's
that's
like
what
businesses.
It says.
My mm-hmm. business out here. Okay. It may be Nevada State legal
right.
for leisure, but if you don't pass the drug test, you're not working for my company.
Oh, yeah.
All there is to it. You have a medical card, that don't matter. Okay. You're not working for my company. And there's a lot of companies
mm-hmm.
holding true to that. Now, I know there's a lot of skilled laborers out there that have medical cards, okay, but you can't work for that company.
Right.
Company, we don't care what the state says.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to work in this field of business no matter what. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's just how it is. Vegas, I mean, it's coming up sooner than we think. The recreational.
Yeah. It's still slated for July 1st.
Right.
Yeah.
So it just opens up new can of worms and all that. And companies, like you said, have the right to, you know, obviously for safety reasons and all that, to not allow anybody on, you know, under the influence of anything. So, which is rightfully so, you know, for them to be able to do that. So, but anyways.
I don't know, maybe a food truck allowed to sell hot dogs or something and, you know, be high, but I don't think you can, a lot of these jobs, you working on skyscrapers, really? Okay,
yeah.
You're an electrician, really?
Yep. I wouldn't
you know,
want them on my
you,
property,
you,
that's
you,
for
you,
sure.
you know, you installing gas pipe, really? Okay, you know. You working on the brakes of my car, really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Recreational or medical? Either one.
Yeah.
Think about it. All right. I'm just waiting to hear about the first discrimination suit. Somebody with a medical card working and, you know. I can't wait to hear that. I can see that going to court.
Well, That's tough because right now, even before marijuana, whether you're medical or leisure, it doesn't matter. You're still restricted if you're on any kind of prescription drugs, too, that you could be liable for if you're found under the influence at work. That has nothing to do with the marijuana or anything like that. It's any prescription.
Yeah, any opiate, any narcotic, you know, drugs like that. You got to expose yourself.
And that's been around for forever, so...
You know, it wasn't like that 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but it's sure going to be like that now.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Okay. We're home. We're getting a prank phone call. We're going to prank phone. Oh, it's nobody.
He just applied for his medical card.
He was thinking, we're giving out medical marijuana cards for racing.
Nope, we're not. Delivered that pizza upstairs in my house. Hey, if you want to call in, give us a call. Lines are open, 702-485-4699. That's 702-485-4699.
Wow,
give us a call, man. Let us know what's going on. What are you doing during the summer break? Working on your race car? Did you pick up a sponsor? Let us know. Tell us what your plans are. You coming out? You're not coming out? Our lines are open. Give us a call, 702-485-4699.
And Gary, take a deep breath, relax. Couple more weeks. There's racing going on. It's not on your usual night, not on Friday and Saturdays, but Monday coming up. That's actually a couple weeks away.
Yes.
So.
And don't forget about the barbecue in our pits.
That's right. Don't go away all weekend.
Hungry.
And forget about the race.
Yeah.
Yep. What is that? Monday? Was that the
Monday
third?
The third.
The
yep.
third. So.
And
barbecue
we
in the pits after.
And we will be doing our show live on July 4th.
That's right. So. Get your sparklers out.
And it will still be light out, so you don't need.
Oh, okay. Don't need sparklers or anything. It'll still be light.
Not yet. You
not
can
yet.
Get your legal sparklers out.
Yes. We promote legal, sane, and safe fireworks.
Yes.
Safe and sane or whatever.
Do you need a medical card for that?
Wait a minute.
A medical card for buying them.
Oh, man. Well, are you going to do anything for 4th? Just barbecue here?
Yep, just barbecue.
So come on down to the studio.
That's right. <yeah. laughs>
I'm just
That's
kidding.
That's it.
Invitation only.
Yeah.
That's Tuesday night you're having a party here?
Yes.
You're going to have all these people outside
yes.
the studio.
Yes.
So we can just bring in one by one.
No, lock the studio.
We lock the studio.
Well, you got to watch out. If you're going to be by anywhere in the vicinity, JJ will bring you in.
Sure, no problem. Hey, man. Mike Lane, he showed up. What did he come to pick up? A tire or something?
No, he brought a magazine. Yeah. You remember the magazine.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He bought a magazine. Next thing you knew, he was in here before we stranded him for an hour. Man, so we just need a lock. To leave. That's
yeah, exactly.
Come in. We need a lock.
Yeah, don't give Gary any ideas. We won't be able to leave either.
Speaking of that, our famous Danny Fitzgerald will be in studio next week.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, great.
So, on the weekend before the 4th. So.
Yep. He did a lot of racing this past weekend.
Oh, he did?
Or two
okay.
racing. Two weekends.
Two
I'm
weekend.
Sorry. Yep.
That's good.
Excellent. Where was he at?
I don't know where he went last Saturday, but this past Friday he was in Utah. He raced Friday night in Utah, and then he went and raced Saturday night in Pahrump.
Nice. Okay, good.
Delta, Utah.
Delta, Utah.
Yeah, about a 5.5-hour drive.
I don't know where that is.
Neither do I.
Ran his mob?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Well, we'll find out.
And we'll let him tell us a little more. Obviously, we wasn't there,
good.
But he can tell us more about what's going on down there,
good.
Out there. So.
Glad to hear he's back behind the wheel, Mr.
Yep.
Got Dirt.
Yep.
Himself, Danny Fitzgerald. Cool, cool. That's
so,
a good deal. What else
he'll
we got
be in studio?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Yep.
All right.
Sorry, I'm texting here.
You got a medical card for that?
Just great. Hey, everybody, listen up. We got some sponsors here. Are you looking for parts for your car? Go check out Nevada Pick Part up there on Craig and Lamb, right?
Yes, Craig and Lamb.
And also down here on Foster and...
I don't remember.
That? Over here.
Burton? Right off of... Is it Burton and Boulder Highway?
Boulder Highway and Foster.
Yep.
Okay. Nevada Pick Part. You pay $1, bring your tools, go grab your part, bring it to the counter. Okay. Save yourself some money. Go into a part store. That's Nevada Pick Part. Want to save. Thanks, Steve Burke, for all he does. Camp Out. Anthony at Camp Out. You looking for a trailer, a new trailer, used trailer, RV? They have RV parts, all sorts of RV parts now. Okay, they're down here on Boulder Highway
and
Mojave.
Yep.
Okay, go see Anthony. It basically anything camping has to do with RVs, trailers, custom-built trailers. You're looking for torno covers. You're looking for caps for your pickup. You name it, he's got it. If he don't have it, he'll go and get it for you. Want to thank Reliable Banner, Mike at Reliable Banner. He's starting up a business. They're just not about banners. They're sign and supply and printing. You're looking for letterhead, business cards, envelopes. Go see Mike at Reliable Banner. It's www.rbprints.com. Look it up. Check it out. they can make your business look professional. Picart Radiator. Hey, they just don't do radiators. Your AC not up to par. Maybe it just needs a little puff or two of Magic Freon. Get it up to temperature. They're not going to sell you something you don't need. If you need a compressor, they're going to put a compressor in. If you don't need a compressor, they're not going to put a compressor in. One of the most honest family-run businesses here in Las Vegas, it's Picart Radiator. Help them, let them help you keep your engine cool, and let them help you keep you cool inside your car. Picart Radiator, Phil and Jim, best muffler. Got a muffler problem, got a catalytic converter problem. Go see Daniel at Best Muffler, and he's located on
21st Street. So, 21st and Fremont.
Roadrunner Engine Parts, want to thank Ken Watson. You looking for some race parts for your race car? Ken Watson has them up there at Roadrunner Engine Parts. Go check him out. He's a world of knowledge. You don't know where to head with something, go talk to Ken. He's going to send you in the right direction. And, of course, one of them only, you're looking for a professional photographer, Rob Street at Duo Street Publishing. Check him out. You can get a hold of him on Rob Street on Facebook, right? He's straight up. And you can also go to Duo Street Publishing. Unbelievable photographer. Hell of a nice guy. Does all sorts of photography. Loves coming out to the Bullring Racing. That's Rob Street at Duo Street Publishing. I want to thank BBFA, Vegas Valley Fleet and Auto. And you got a problem with your truck, got a problem with your car, Vegas Valley Fleet and Auto. Go ask for Matt. Tell him the boys from On Wheels Now sent you. They'll take care of you. Want to thank Eddie and Dylan at Electrostatic Painting. And that's all about powder coating, correct?
Yes.
Go check them out. They're over on Lindell Road, 8745 Lindell Road. That's Electrostatic Painting. Tommy Cola, want to thank him. Macco Tools, he's got a truck. He'll come to you. Check him out. Look him up on Facebook. That's Tom Cola and Macco Tools.
Are you just going through the phone book? That's a lot of names.
Hey, man, that's contacts, his contacts, you know, networks, his networking.
Exactly.
And
you know, it's what keeps racers racing, you know. Keeping it within the racing community helps
that's
a lot.
Yeah.
Macco Tools, I mean, you can't go wrong there. They'll come to you. If you got a shop somewhere.
You got it.
And you got a little extra money in your pocket.
Yeah, Tommy's fantastic.
I think they got lifetime warranties and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
He's an authorized Macco tool dealer. His phone number is 702-635-0031.
Cool.
702-635-0031. He's somebody else. If he don't have it, he'll get it for you. He comes to your shop. He got them 500 drawer rolling tool chest.
Oh, nice.
Right down.
Gotta have one
right,
of those.
Right down to screwdrivers and, he's got everything on that truck. If he doesn't have it on the truck, he can get it from the factory and have it shipped to you, man.
Cool. Hey, if you have any questions on any of these or want to get a hold of them, you can shoot JJ an email at JJ@onwheelsnow.com. He knows how to check his email.
Yeah.
He just learned that last week.
Yeah.
Had it for 3 years, but he just learned last week.
Exactly.
I got a problem, though, with that. It's been converted.
I
converted
right.
it,
yeah.
And now I can't get it back.
Well,
maybe he don't know how to get his email.
Or you can shoot Gary an email at Gary@onwheelsnow.com or myself, Mike@onwheelsnow.com. But
so. That's
cool.
I was doing fine until the second one came along. And the whole thing is, I don't even know what my password is for each one of them. I can only get in one of them now.
If you want to hack his email, don't type in JJ. It might actually get you in.
That's right. No, that's not part of my.
Oh, man. Anyways. Cool. Yeah.
We'll get it fixed for him. We will work on it.
One way or another. We'll get him a second phone.
True.
You have to pay for it. JJ, just so you get your email.
No, I got two phones already.
Well, you can't get him with your flip phone. You know, we're not talking about another flip phone.
I can't. I'm here with, I got my work phone in front of me. Okay. You know, that's enough. I got my home phone, my personal phone. You know, iPad, I can't even get into my email.
We got to get him two iPads so that each one has a mailbox.
Hey, that's a good idea. Give me another iPad.
He still wants you to get him another iPad.
So I have one email on one iPad, and I have another email on my other iPad. Then I don't have to switch password.
But the problem is he'll forget which one to charge,
right.
And they'll both be dead.
Yeah, and he won't know which email's on which iPad.
That's right.
That's pretty bad.
I'm sorry. It's real in my world.
Oh, boy.
I'm technology deficient.
Sometimes by choice. No. But
no, this wasn't by choice. This just happens.
It happens to be that way.
You got to get up with the times.
Oh, man. It's in there. I just don't know where it is.
He's got to get up with the times. He carries a flip phone, a smartphone, and an iPad.
Wait, that might be an iPod. I'm not sure. It's even an iPad.
Yeah. One does play music. You grab the iPod.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Hey.
Anyways, racing this weekend, anything going on? Any of the tracks that we know of? Pahrump or?
No, Pahrump raced last week.
Last week?
This past Saturday.
Interesting. Did you go?
Yes, I did.
No. You know, you weren't talking about it, so was it exciting at all? Just another day at the track? Or do you? No, no comment? Oh, no way.
Yes. Oh. I raced.
The possessed car?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I raced the JJ's 33 car.
Sweet. Sweet.
There were six cars.
Nice.
There
really?
Was
interesting.
He mixed the
hobbies
with the bombers. Yep.
Which that's pretty close matchup, isn't it?
Ones
are
they said I could catch that 52 Camaro out there, and I wasn't catching nothing.
Because I thought the hobby stocks were kind of the IMCA hobby stock rules, which are pretty much like
but they
stock.
Have 7-inch wheels and I finished second,
nice.
First in the bombers and second in the six cars.
Nice.
Cool.
So
sweet,
nice. Bring home a trophy.
Yes, I did.
Nice.
Oh, they got trophies.
Nice.
Two, and three?
No, for bombers and hobbies.
Oh,
I
see. You were first in the bombers.
Yeah, I'm first in the bombers, but second
I thought they combined it and just raced them as the one race.
No,
two
different races. Yeah, two. There you go. Two divisions.
One race.
One race. Yeah.
Nice. What are the bombers out there?
Mike Lane make it out?
No, Mike Lane did not show up. Steve
Dinnerstein.
Yes.
Good. Very good.
Yeah.
Just two bombers and four hobbies.
Yes.
What was
four hobbies?
What does the Steve guy drive? I don't know who that is.
How does Steve make out in the old banana boat?
He drives the old yellow car that
the
I
old
had
65.
In the backyard for a long time.
The old yellow 65.
72 Ford LTD.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Big car.
Yellow, all yellow with orange on the front. Well, now it's like a root beer brown.
I don't remember that car.
Yeah.
That's not the one you sold and then bought back from that one guy.
Yeah.
I thought that ended up.
It is, but they did a swap up there in Utah.
Oh,
that's
funny.
It was with the Mazarin.
Yeah, that's who I thought it was.
Yeah,
with.
Cody, right? The son was running that.
That's the
31
car.
Yeah, out here.
Yeah,
that
when it was brown and metallic. Yeah, he was cutting constant
20.00. Yeah, a couple times
qualifying.
So what time goes 20 flat?
What's it look like now?
It's a brown root beer. It's like a brown
metallic
with a root beer brown in it.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, I offered the guy money and then he did. No, I don't want to let it go. Then Gary goes and buys it back for half as much as I even offered the guy. He's like, yeah, here you go.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Gary's got.
How did he finish up through
the field
with the field?
Third.
Nice. Right behind you.
Yeah.
He's getting comfortable in that car.
Yep.
All right.
Good.
Yep.
Good deal.
So it was a mixed, which was okay. It was fine.
Well, what did you think? Getting dirty again?
Hey.
Huh?
In my position, right now, it was good.
It's good to get kind of
yeah.
of that
adrenaline
excitement.
You got
back.
It fixed.
Yeah.
You got it fixed.
Yeah. Am I going to go live out there? No.
Right.
I'm just, and to be honest with you, it was 9 o'clock Friday night when I decided I want to go race.
I might go race tomorrow.
So I scrambled around I wasn't, I was just going to go out there and race, and Arlie ended up going out there with
Sweet.
Me.
Oh, that's
excellent.
The old one. Okay. That's a nice car.
Yeah.
Showing me a picture right now.
That was a fast car.
Yeah.
That was back, whatchamacallit?
Yeah.
That was 06, 07, right?
06, 07, yep.
Yeah, 06, 07.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's a rebuild from when we raced at DVR.
Yeah. That's right.
So however long DVR was, that's how long we had
that. That was a while.
Yeah.
I still think me and Mikey went out there to DVR one night. I still think they fixed this giveaway. They were giving away off a drawing a mini stock out there. So this is a long time ago. I forget who ended up getting it, but Mikey pulled, you know, they called the name out. They said, you know, it, whatever number it was. And we're like, Mikey looked at his tickets, like it was like a drawing they were having. They're giving a mini stock and then whatever other prizes. Then he's, you know, they announced it, so he went up, and then he was like, two. And then somebody else came up too, and they're like, Mike, you know, Mike, hey, I got the number you called for the mini stock, and I heard the same thing too. I was like, cool, maybe we'll race it tonight, you know, just for fun, you know. And they sat and talked for a little while, and somebody else came up there from the area. And they're like, oh, no, Mike, you won the calendar.
Oh.
You won the calendar. So-and-so won the car. We're like, oh, mm-hmm. man, we're kind of pissed. But because we both heard the same thing. We were in the, you know.
Bait and switch.
Bait and switch. Yeah, we got hoodwinked. So they're like, no arguing with the good old boys up here. We, you know.
Nope.
So it was somebody that was local up there.
They carried
that we didn't know.
There.
Yeah,
big one.
Yeah,
so
they,
we let it go because we weren't expecting it to begin with, you know.
Yeah.
So thanks, all you DVR people. when I think of DVR people, I think of the Hills Have Eyes people. So it means the same to me.
Was it a nice calendar at least? Or was it?
Was
it a year old?
I don't even think we got it because we didn't even. We're like. Why would you give a calendar
t-shirt
away anyways for a
drawing
you know, that you get for free somewhere
in October?
Yeah, whenever it was.
10 months,
right? 6 months left. So they must have like, what do we give this guy? Oh wait, grab that calendar off the wall. Shit, yeah, grab it. Here's what you won, sir. It's got, you know,
there's only two
on it. Yeah. John Boy's birthday last month.
It's only got 2 months left on it. It's got pretty pictures.
So,
it was not
a good experience. But hey, the track was fun to watch.
Bring
your own chairs.
Fun to race too.
Yeah, it was fun track to run. Set up like Mojave.
Flat track.
Yeah.
Just like Mojave.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what their idea was?
The only problem was there was no base. It just broke up. Every time we raced it, you know, it just chunked up and, you know, it was tough. And
it was an actual dirt track, not a play at all.
No, after it broke up, you just had potholes with powder.
Right.
It just blew up, you know.
Then if you slid off the end of turn one or two, you were going into some pond out there somewhere.
That's
National Forest property, by the way. You don't want to kill the fish in there.
It was a drop out there too.
Oh, I shot over it once.
I think that's Ash Meadow, actually. That's what it's called.
I shot over it once, and I was like, okay, got my bearings, and I was like, I gunned it to get back on, and I high-ended trying to get back on. My nose was hanging off at turn one. My left front was up in the air, and the right.
You're thinking, hey, can we get the tow truck?
Yeah,
pull me out of here.
I can launch this back over. God forbid if I did launch over, I see the cars going around. I'm like, oh man.
Hopefully they're in turn three and four right now.
because you didn't see nothing. You went out, you didn't see nothing.
Oh, right.
No, no. Even coming back, you didn't see nothing. You had to listen to hear where the cars were. That's when I launched when they went by and got stuck still.
That's funny.
No.
Yeah. Of course, talking about Death Valley Speedway DVR, which kind of came about because Pahrump at the time had closed during that time. So
yeah, it was
Pahrump Speedway actually closed down, which is, I hate to see tracks do that. So I don't remember what year that was, but
Jason Pike?
No. Jason Pike ran DVR.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy's name.
Joe Rogers.
Joe
Rogers had taken it over for a year and a half, and then let it go. And it was closed for a year, and then Chad picked it up.
Yeah.
He had picked it up halfway through the season and had opened it up, had, I don't know, 10 races halfway through the season, and Chad has had it since.
Yeah. That's
how was the track? Groomed just as nice as he always had it groomed?
It went black.
Yeah, the heat.
Quick,
I could understand that.
It went black quick.
What are all the other divisions?
Slipping.
They race IMC, or not IMC, I'm sorry. Modified.
Modified,
not IMC.
Modified. Danny finished second.
Nice.
Decent
build.
Yeah, decent car count. The mini stocks had, I don't know, 10 or 12.
Oh, they usually have quite a few.
Yeah.
How about the coupes?
Coops had five.
Nice. They always seem to keep about five, and then on a good night, two, three, four extra show up.
Yeah. So. Mark Dobb won the coupes.
Oh, he's still running out.
Oh,
there.
He ran down there.
He just
took off to Tonopah.
No, he just ran for the night. He'll be up in Tonopah.
Either one, he was going to Tonopah, and then he sold all his daughter's car, Amber's car. I heard that, and I thought he was going to Tonopah. So Dava is back down there again.
Yep, just a spur of the moment thing.
Kind of like yourself, like, hey, I'm
and like
race.
I said, it was 9 o'clock, and I wasn't even. It was 9 o'clock Friday night, and I wasn't even sure I was going to do it.
Right.
Driving out there with the car, I was
How'd the car run?
Good. Yeah.
Belt stay on.
Yep. Oh, yeah, and I drove that car hard, too.
When it goes black, tires chattering.
Oh.
Guess what?
All the way going into three, they were chattering.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Chad seemed to think I could beat them hobbies, but he said, oh, I thought that four-barrel would keep up.
Four-barrel.
And I was like, four-barrel?
We always ran a two-barrel.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, yeah, but, you know, hey, maybe next time I go out there, I'll try
always
again.
Put on
a four-barrel.
That was Chad's incentive. Go put on a four-barrel.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say is go put on a four-barrel. What does his rule say? You never know, though. He might change it.
Go put a four-barrel. That's what that's all about.
Well, they were very happy we showed up.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, Arlie ended up meeting me there.
Cool.
And thanks for all of his help he helped me with. But, like I said, it was late night Friday. I decided, I think I'm going to go race.
Cool.
Good.
No special reason. Cool. Just went and raced.
I get the adrenaline fix, man.
Yeah. And it was fun.
Nice to show up, grab a trophy, and go home.
I didn't get home until 3:30 in the morning. And I had to work at 10 in the morning. It's all right.
I bet you Arlie stuck around for you to buy him dinner.
Nope.
No, he didn't.
Nope.
Rat bastard.
I will be honest with you. We were leaning. Matter of fact, I didn't even take my van. I took my pickup truck.
Wow.
So, and with like a handful of tools.
if the car broke.
Exactly. We ain't fixing it. We're rolling it on the trailer and
going
home.
Honestly, I took, as you know, we got electric impact gun for the track. I took that. I took a 13/16 socket that fits it just in case the tire on the trailer went flat. And I took a 1-inch for the lugs on
torque them.
And I took the torque wrench and the breaker bar. And I even forgot a flashlight. So
I'm doing it by moonlight.
I put that in my truck and I said exactly that. If the car don't run, guess what?
It's going to
be
trailer.
Pushed on the trailer and brought back home.
You know, isn't that fun though when it's like that?
Yeah,
you have a lot more fun.
And I'll be honest with you, we didn't even break out the air pressure gauge. It stayed in the truck.
Do a check pressure. I don't feel like getting the gauge.
You know what?
Track's going black.
We came in and Arlie guided me on the trailer and he said something about, oh, did you set the tire pressures? I said, nope. I didn't care.
They ended up, that's where they are.
And you know, I don't even know what they are right now.
That's
so
funny.
But
24 on the left.
So yeah, they're up there, trust me. I told Arlie after he said that, I said, man, I should have let some air out of them, because let me tell you, oh, it was a bumpy ride. But we're leaning against the truck and I said, thanks for helping me, Arlie, you know, are you gonna go eat with me? Because I, you know, on race days I don't eat, so after I eat afterwards. And he kind of looked around, and he said, nope, JJ ain't here, so I ain't going to eat.
I called it.
So
that's funny.
I could have raised him, finished second, and I'd still be paying for dinner as far as you were concerned.
You're always first in his mind, see?
Matter of fact, I told him we need the real JJ out here so we can have prime rib dinner.
Yeah. And everybody else in the pits with Arlie towing him.
Oh, man. And then we went to the Nugget. That was a whole other
stay there till
ball
three.
Of wax. No.
Really?
The Nugget's always been another ball of wax.
Oh, my.
What happened at the Nugget?
First off, what didn't happen at the Nugget, but it's all changed around now. It's
really?
All redone.
Oh, they refurbished.
And we... First off, we had to wait 20 minutes.
Wow.
Okay? At 3 minutes till 12, we got there. Because now the night special start at 12 instead of 11. Okay?
That sucks.
So Stacy's reading it on the board. So, and she's like, oh, we got 3 minutes. I said, well, we got 15 before we get seated. You know, because we had been sitting
busy,
there.
Really?
No,
oh,
no,
was slow.
No,
it's bigger. It takes longer to walk across the room.
So this is, I guess, I don't know. This is why I do trailer repair and hitches and not restaurants, I guess. But you know how it's shaped along the walls, got all them seats,
the booths.
And then kind of off the booth, they got them three
tables,
four place tables.
Yeah.
Well, the third one was taken up. And the booths had some in them. So I said, they want to seat us in a booth. I said, hey, instead of that booth, can we take this center table right here? And the hostess looks at me and says, no, it's in the wrong section. But the waitress coming out of the door has to walk right by them tables to get to the customers that are seated
right there at the
booths. So I said, okay, well, if them two are in the wrong section, the third one obviously is not in the wrong section because somebody's sitting there. Can we have that table over there, you know, kind of behind by the cook station over there?
Yeah, they have another one there.
And she said, well, I have to clean it. I said, that's okay. I'll wait for you to wipe it off. No big deal. So I walk over there, I get my chair, I pull it out. She throws the menus on the table and says, there you go. Turn around, walked away. Didn't wipe the table. Didn't. And I was like, wow, this is interesting.
As much as things change, sometimes they just don't change in Pahrump.
And let me tell you, we had a guy waiter.
Thank God I wasn't there.
His name was Anthony. And let me tell you, man, he was on top of it. I don't know if we were his only table, but we are on top of it.
Well, that's good to hear, because everybody else there is mad because they live in Pearl.
Oh, yeah. That one night just came back and literally threw her tray on the booth there that you go in and sit. And I look at Stacy. Stacy looked at me, and she was like, wow. And, I mean, it was like you could tell she wasn't happy.
My question is, I'm still curious from the beginning of this story, if that table is in the wrong section, what section does that table belong in?
Right. Can we move this table somewhere else?
That would be my question. Well, what section does it belong in, and who put it in the wrong section?
Well, no. My thing was the waitress walks between the two tables to get to the other people that's seated. So how can it be in the wrong section if you got to walk right by it?
Well, you obviously don't understand the systematic
I guess.
Way they do things at that restaurant.
I want to know who put that table in the wrong section, because I want to sit at that table in the right section.
Right. Can we move this over 10 feet,
no,
please?
You know, and as you know, years ago when we used to go every night after racing, it was good. You know, they got busy, and when they're busy, I understand that they can't get your drink right away. You know, I'm not their only customer, and I totally understand that. But they had like three waitresses there. So somebody at the Nugget has failed on a Saturday night to only put three waitresses.
Yeah, but you said it wasn't that busy anyway.
No, it wasn't that busy at
all. That's why there's only three.
Yeah, but it's Saturday
night. Maybe they have somebody on standby that if more people come in, they'll call
them. I said to the hostess cedar girl there, I said, well, the racetrack just let out, so you're probably going to get busy. And she said, are we really?
They get busy. You mean we're not busy now?
You're lucky she didn't say, like we encountered a number of times, there's a racetrack here?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. The funny thing is you hear that out there, but you also hear it out here.
Oh,
you
know, even more.
In town.
There's a racetrack there?
No, I had a lot of fun out there racing.
Cool.
I said, it was just a spare of the moment thing that I just...
I'll have to get out there this year sometime. And me and Mike talked about taking the mini stock out there one night and just play around.
After they presented me with the trophy there and the flagman says, hey, Gary, when you coming back? I said, let me get through tech and I'll let you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
That's a goddamn honest answer right there.
Yep. That will determine how many times I come back.
Yeah,
too.
That's an honest answer.
And no, I'm not going to live out there. I'm not going back for full time. I just
cool.
You know, and if you ask me in 2 weeks, I'll still tell you, I don't know why I did it. I just went and did it.
Right.
No, that's good. You ran it. Had no problems.
No problems at all. Good. I had to get it ready for the bull ring on the third.
Anyways, right there, you shook it down the hardest you could.
I drove the hell out of that car.
You need to cut 400 pounds out of that Ford Thunderbird, the Black 33, and take it down there. You want to go have some fun.
Oh, yeah. I plan on it. I mean, I actually talked about taking it to the dirt a couple times and seeing what I can do with it down there. So we'll see what happens. Anyways, a lot of racing coming up. Not this weekend, but sorry, it was a little unfulfilled this week. But next week on Tuesday, you're going to have to tune in. It's going to be a great show with Danny Fitzgerald in studio here. So make sure you join us at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. If you want to find out more race information, you go to lvms.com. Click on the racers link there for the bull ring, and you'll find a lot of information there. So anyways, we'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. with Danny Fitzgerald in studio. Don't miss it. See you next week.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.